In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends, dear faithful, New Year's Day makes us think of time and eternity. Simeon told us in last Sunday Gospel, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted." Jesus is our blessed hope, our great God and Savior. He sacrificed himself for us, that he might be redeem us from all iniquity and makes us a people acceptable to God, pursuing good works. Saint Joseph gave the name of Jesus to this special child, as he has been instructed by the angel. The name Jesus means Savior or the Lord saves. That name is so powerful that anyone who utters it with faith and does the will of God will be saved. Sometimes it's difficult to pray. We don't know how to pray. Just let's remember that just the name of Jesus is a prayer by itself. Even though Jesus was not bound by the law of the circumcision, he submitted himself to his Father's will in humble obedience. Thus, in this mystery, He teaches each of us to embrace God's will, whatever it may be in our own life. We don't know what awaits us in the new year, in our families, in the world, but God knows, since he knows all things. But we should be ready to accept his will with willingness. We should be certain that in his holy will, we shall find our peace and sanctification. In all the events of the new year, our prayer should be, "Thy will be done," as we pray in the Our Father. The coming of the new year makes us think about the meaning of time and eternity. Time flies, one more year. Time is a measure of motion, and it's a gift from God. A limited amount of time is given to each person on earth. This gift of time is precious. Time passes and is gone. Time wasted or ill spent is lost forever. Time well spent is meritorious and has eternal reward. Eternity means the possession of complete life all at once and forever, with no before or after. In eternity, with the angels and saints and all those we loved who departed before us, we will be fixed forever in the degree of love which we have reached now in time. More we loved here on earth, more we will be rewarded there. So now is the time to grow in the love of God and love of neighbor. Each passing year is a warning. It's a warning to us that we should treasure every moment and sanctify it with charity. We can sanctify each moment by doing good works with love and generosity. This means doing God's will at all times. On this new year, thank God for the time He has given us so far, and make a firm resolution to use our time in the coming year in a positive way by doing God's will. And whatever might happen in this coming year, in our personal life, in the history of our country, of the world, may we never lose courage. A monk was once asked, "What do you monks do in the monastery?" The monk replied, "We fall and get up again. Fall and get up again." Dear friends, while we may have illusions that saints are those who never fall, and may long for a day when we will be invincible to failure, this simply is not reality. The only difference between the saints and the rest of humanity is that the saints kept getting up again. The saints kept returning to God in repentance until the day of their death. Fall and get up again. This is the only prescription for holiness. Those who patiently endure will not be without their reward. For in the words of our Lord, "He who perseveres to the end will be saved." Let's give eternal value to each passing moment by using it in performing acts of love for God and neighbor. In this coming year, let's make the resolution to not waste our time with resentment, hate, slander, or detraction. For if we live according to God's will, we will find true happiness in this life, and we will merit permanent happiness with God forever in the life to come. May our Lord bless you throughout this new year. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.